All right. Welcome back to some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Parker McMullen Bushman. Parker, first question. What is the last best of something you've experienced? Like last best book you read, hug you got, food you ate, like last best something.
I'll say book. I just read this awesome book called In a Flash by Chris Rugg. And they wrote, it was so great because, you know, I read some romance novels, and it was a romance novel, but a sapphic, woman-loving woman, a romance novel in the outdoors, set in the Grand Canyon. And it was so fun and adventurous, and I absolutely loved it. So I'll say
that. Ooh, that sounds amazing. Thank you for that recommendation. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Hiking.
Yeah. I think I know what you're going to pick. What's a good piece of advice you've received?
So when I talked a little bit about being an environmental educator, and I had a mentor who really helped me stay in my career, because I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me, either in skin color or size or like anything else. And I almost left. And he said, you know, your voice is needed here. You are needed here. And your perspective is valuable. And I try and take those words with me. And I hope everybody will embody those words, like do the thing, speak up, be there, because you're needed there. And you are valuable.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. What emoji do you use the most?
The laugh emoji.
The laugh.
Not just the laugh, but the laugh cry.
The emoji. Laugh cry. Yeah, with the tears going out.
Yeah, with the tears the going down. Yeah.
I love it. I love that one.
The fire would be the second.
Oh, yes. Yes. If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be, and for whom would you grant it?
Oh, you know, okay. So I'm doing this trip with my friend Nelson for my followers on social media to Costa Rica in August of this year. And I've had, you know, people talk to me about wanting to go, but maybe they couldn't afford it, or they're worried about like, oh, should I take this sleep or whatever? Oh, I'm not going to travel. And I just wish that I could like magically grant anyone who wanted to go with me on this like fat inclusive hiking tour of Costa Rica, like the plane ticket and everything they needed to be there. Cause I just want to be surrounded by people who really want, there's something like you want to do it and you have the money to do it, but there's like something extra special. Like I really want to be there, but I feel like this thing is holding me back, right? But
yeah. Oh, I wish you could grant that to everyone too. I would take it. I would take it. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, early morning.
What would be a dream job other than the ones, I'm going to say plural for you, other than the ones that you have right now? What else would you want to do?
I don't know. Like when I was 35, I created a list of 25 things that I want to do before I turn 45. And on that list was find a job that I love and be the boss. And I feel like I have done that. I want to be in something that mixes like music and laughter and art and food and what is that job?
Oh, I'm imagining some kind of really like really cool multifunctional space.
I get paid to do the things that are in my heart. That's the job. And like, I can still do these things. Like, this is the closest that I've gotten there. But like, maybe I would not, I'd work a little less hard and like have more time to spend time on myself. So paid to do, my dream job is just a paid to do all of the ideas in my heart. Unlimited funding to make it happen.
Right. Oh, I hard relate to that one. Yeah. What is your most played song or artist right now? Like, who are you listening to? Speaking of music.
Listening to a lot of Sam Smith. They are amazing. And then Sam Smith, Beyonce, Lizzo, kind of stay in rotation.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. What is one adjective that describes you and also one that you wish described you, but maybe doesn't?
Community builder. Is that
Yeah.
So maybe someone might describe me as that, or they might just say fun. And an adjective that I wish described me, rested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Last question. If we were going to go on a picnic together, ooh, let's say we're hiking and you bring a picnic, what would you bring?
You know, it would probably involve like cheeses, crackers, like prosciutto, some meats.
Love a little charcuterie platter.
Yes, charcuterie platter. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Olives, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, perfect. So wonderful. Parker, thank you for doing the 10 questions.
Yeah, my pleasure.